Welcome to A Parenting Minute, brought to you by Eileen and John Gallo, authors of The Financially Intelligent Parent.
I'm Dr. Eileen Gallo.
And I'm John Gallo.
In our last Parenting Minute, we talked about using chores to help our kids develop a work ethic, and we promised to give you some tips.
Keep in mind that your kids are going to watch you when you do your chores, whether it's cooking meals or taking out the garbage. Try to exhibit a positive attitude.
Assign chores to family members according to their interests, or even better, convene a family meeting and let the kids participate in figuring out the basic chores, from doing the dishes, to feeding the pet, to keeping the family room clean, and who should be doing the chores.
Do some chores alongside your kids. By pitching in, you communicate that chores are part of everyone's life.
Help your kids integrate chores into their routines. As your children grow, they'll need to learn how to juggle the increased activities of daily life, from homework to sports and private lessons, so that they can get things done.
Share your chore expectations. Sharing the expectation that you expect them to clean up their rooms gives you the bulletproof answer when they tell you that their friend Charlie doesn't have to. Well, that's the way we do things at our house.
Foster accountability. Kids won't always do their chores, and if they don't, there needs to be consequences.
What do you think about taking their allowances away as a consequence?
That's the last thing a financially intelligent parent would do. In our next Parenting Minute, we'll talk about why linking allowances to family chores is a bad idea.
This has been a Financially Intelligent Parenting Minute, brought to you by Eileen and John Gallo.